Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. We've all heard the news that U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring, and who replaces him could have an enormous impact on the ideological balance of the court going forward. Kennedy is a conservative, although has been a swing vote on some key issues. But the reason he's of interest to us here today is that once again, Maine Senator Susan Collins, a Republican, will be a key figure in deciding who the next Supreme Court justice is. Cynthia, first to you, why is this appointment so important?
Well, it's incredibly important primarily for President Trump because it's something he can do before the midterm elections and really get momentum going into the midterms if he's successful in appointing the second Supreme Court justice following Neil Gorsuch last year. And a lot of conservatives back Trump because of his promise to appoint nominees from a short list that he provided in advance of the election. So regardless of all the troubles he may have on, you know, the pages of the newspapers regarding Russia and his private finances, appointment to the Supreme Court is a key, you know, voter issue, and that'll generate a lot of interest going into the elections.
Meredith, Collins has been in this position in the past. As was mentioned, Neil Gorsuch, the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch, who is pro-life in his personal beliefs. Is this case different, more important, the same?
She's been consistent in wanting to encourage the Senate to act upon these nominees as she supported before it with Obama. You know, she's not a rubber stamp. We know that. And I don't expect that to change. And she's going to be very thoughtful and review very, very carefully. But I think Neil Gorsuch said that he certainly was going to uphold the law as it is. And ultimately, she came down and did support his nomination. And I expect her to be as completely thoughtful and careful as she always has been as we move forward.
Dick, can she be in a position, though, to reject an appointee in this case?
My dream is for Susan Collins to rock the boat in a more fundamental way. And I guess that's kind of an invitation for her to unenroll from her party, which I think has left her, join the independent caucus, you know, welcome her to that. And the reasons, of course, not to do it are you think she's going to be giving up some kind of influence that she's accumulated over years in Washington. But there are two groups in Washington that get no visibility right now. One is a group called the Problem Solvers Caucus that is part of this No Labels movement that is trying to look at bipartisan solutions. The other is the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington. She could immediately, if she left the Republican Party, give those groups credibility and a role and a visibility, I think, in a different kind of politics. So I think there's an actual real opportunity to rock the boat. And I doubt she'll even consider it, but I'm throwing it out there.
Cynthia?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, setting aside the politics of it is one thing, but it's really the issues that voters are concerned about that are at stake. I mean, Justice Kennedy is called the median justice because he played the fifth vote in so many critical cases. For the left, his votes on abortion, on gay marriage are huge, and people are on the left are concerned that his replacement, if that person is to the right, may overturn Roe v. Wade and overturn. But he has also been a consistent conservative voice on the right for a number of issues. Just this week, cast a critical vote. So the position that's being filled is not only just in an election year, and so there's political ramifications, but the ramifications on cases and precedent and fundamental issues like voting rights and abortion and, Citizens United, he played a critical role. He played a critical role on upholding the travel ban of President Trump. So there's just a lot of real litmus test issues that are also at stake.
I'd like to pick back up actually on your question, Keith, which is, you know, could Susan Collins in fact reject? And I think absolutely she can reject. I'm not sure that I quite see that we're at the point where everything is just bubbled all over the place that Susan would need to necessarily leave the Republican Party or have to make that bold of a move in order to get attention. I think she can get attention by simply making her points And if she feels it's inappropriate for the nominee to proceed forward, she'll voice that.
Well, we should reflect back, though, too, to that. I mean, the last big thing that was passed was the tax reform, the Republican tax reform, where she supposedly had a deal that there was going to be a vote on some health reforms that she thought were important. That deal never materialized. And, you know, so the degree to which she really has leverage to accomplish things, it has to happen through that no vote. For a serious no vote and not through any kind of some future promise.
Setting aside Senator Collins for a second, I think that pressure is mostly going to be on the Democrats who are up for re-election in states where Trump won. I mean, Susan Collins is going to get pressure, but she's not up for re-election. So it's the Democrats who, like Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Donnelly, these are the Senate Democrats who have to convince voters who supported Trump to re-elect them in November. And Mitch McConnell has said he's going to have a confirmation of whoever Trump's nominee is in October. And so the pressure is really on those Democrats. And so Susan Collins, while she's the 50th senator, I mean, 54 senators put Neil Gorsuch on the bench. And I think the pressure's on the Democrats in those states.
But Collins is up 2 years from now, and we could have another aging justice step down. Might this not be more important for her politically and more pressure-filled within the next 2 years?
Let's take this one at a time. You know, the situation is such that she has and she did support the Republican tax plan. Therefore, I think those are all sort of little points that she's racked up that give her the chance and the political cover if, in fact, she feels this nominee isn't the right choice to vote no.
Let me just follow up on. So she will be under some pressure this time. But where is that pressure coming from that hurts the most? Is it from constituents? Is it from Republican colleagues? Is it from interest groups?
I think it's the really people who are running for re-election who are under the most pressure. I think Senator Collins can withstand any degree of pressure that her constituents or the interest groups are going to put on her about this nominee because the consequence for her is just simply not as immediate as it is for others.
Yeah, I think the calculus for her is much more how do I, in the broad scheme of things, have the most influence on policy in the direction that she believes it should go. And that's balancing retaining her friendships in ways that give her power with at the same time standing up for core principles that she believes in.
All right. Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, see you next week.